But then his brother-in-law starts sending real estate people up. You going to sell me or not? One thing after the other, I was just about fed up. So finally...
brother-in-law means...
It was in John's name.
Yeah, but brother-in-law means...
The brother-in-law, John's sister. Brother-in-law, who lived... Yeah, he was the husband sister? Of that sister. He was a very prominent lawyer. In fact, he was a right-hand man of Governor Brown and big guy and, you know, very much of a bully. He didn't care for Bob either. Hmm. So he was going to sell the property and get money on it. So when they sent the real estate man up, they had two men that I knew very well. I said, all right, gentlemen, will you please sit down? I have a little story to tell you. I said, you want to get involved in litigation? No. And I said, all right. And I never bothered Bob with these problems. That's my problem. He's got enough to worry about. So I didn't say anything to anyone, and I worried to death. Like, where am I going to... Banks wouldn't lend it, because in those, now the property is worth more. But in those days, country property, nobody... The banks wouldn't touch it. And I didn't have any collateral, you know. So finally... I thought, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So some people who, at that time, I thought were friends of mine, said, Angie, you're going to wear yourself to death, so why don't you let us lend you the money for 2 years? I said, all right, strictly business. You lend me the money, and I'll pay you an interest. They said, okay. So for 2 years, they were going to lend me the money. But the second month, they lived in Santa Barbara, and they had fancy birds and animals, and they wanted to move out. If you will ever be able to make payments, I want you to let us take over now. After 2 months only. Mm-hmm. I said, look, I thought I had 2 years. And so she kept on bugging me for every once in a while to take the property. I said, no. I said, I don't know how I'm going to manage, but somehow that place is going to be kept for Baba. And so this went on for all... Then a year went over, and then another year, and I was teaching at that time. And still no possibility of getting any money to pay it back.
Which year is that?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. That was... I don't know, in the 50s sometime. And just about 2 months before time to pay, a school teacher turned up. And he said, I met you when we first, my wife and I met you when we first came to Ojai about 7 years ago. And he said, we came up here and we talked about education. He said, I liked your philosophy of education. So he said, I gave up teaching and I've invented some electronic thing. I'm making I've got a lot of money. I'd like to start a school with you. And Professor Chatterjee, you know, that was up there, and I introduced him, and they liked him. So I thought, well, maybe he's all right. So Chatterjee said, well, you got the money, young man? He never talked about money, but he didn't. And so he said, yeah. So I told him the whole story, and I told him about Baba, and he listened. He was very interested. And as time went on, he showed more and more interest in Baba, so I thought, well, it was a perfect setup. So we set up, we started working out a contract to work together. That's it. But when we went into town to the lawyer to sign it up, he suddenly said, he paid off the mortgage. Yeah, he paid off the mortgage to these people. And they were very angry, of course. And so they moved next, they bought a property right adjoining Mayermount. And they told the rancher, she'll never make payments. And we're going to sit here in our trailer and watch, and then we're going to grab it. Good friends. They're still there. They're still waiting. Isn't that weird?
These people from Santa
Barbara. Said all these kooks around bug me. Isn't that funny? I wonder why.
The people from Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara bought that property next door so they could... I wasn't going to make payments. They loved the place. And they were going to grab it if I defaulted. Isn't that weird? They had been good friends before that. Well, anyway, they finally... this young man said he paid them the mortgage, paid off the mortgage, but then he was going to put in a lot of cash to get the school started. And I wanted to take the poverty children... children from broken homes, and he agreed to all that. And then when we were in front of the lawyer, he said, I am not putting in my assets at this time. I said, what do you mean? I mean just that. And the lawyer even looked startled. And then I said, well, I'm sorry that I'm not signing. I said, until you make an explanation. He said nothing. We drove back from Los Angeles. He dropped me off at Mayermount. And I finally got a lawyer friend, a very good friend, and he said, hey, break it. He said, that man is up to no good. He's going to form a board, and they're going to vote you out. And they'll be in possession of the property. I said, well, that's impossible. He said, no, that does happen. So he had us come up together to his home, and he talked to this dean, and he said, what are you pulling on my client? And he said, I don't like her philosophy. I said, look, I told you what my philosophy was from the very beginning. I don't know what he meant, only Baba or what it was. And I said, what are you talking about? I said, we had this all out. And he said, well, just that. I just didn't like it, so I decided that I'm not going to put my assets in. And then I found out later he was going to have a lot of, he belonged to the Presbyterian Church. He was a very dedicated Presbyterian. They were going to have only Presbyterian children and Presbyterian cannon. I thought, oh, brother, I got out of that one. Can you imagine? And he lied. He was a nice guy, but he lied the whole time. All these people pretended interest in the Bible for an ulterior motive. Isn't that weird? So I broke that one off. But then my lawyer said, you have to see that Agnes that you renew the mortgage for another 2 years. Well, he was very reluctant, but he did, because he knew what he did was very wrong. So he renewed it for another 2 years. Then at the end of that time, something happened. I got a letter or a telegram from Baba saying, well, what's going on at Mayermont? I haven't had any news for a long time. So I may have mentioned something that was going on. I'm not sure. But then another telegram comes just at the time when my mortgage was due to this young man. And we were going to go to the bank, and I wasn't going to ask him to renew it the second time, but we were going to the bank for some signatures. And I pulled out Baba's eye. I said, you better watch out, young man. Baba's watching you. And he suddenly got very pale, and he renewed it automatically for another 2 years. So then the next time, after that was, well, I still didn't have the money to pay him after 2 years. Because I just, I would go down and teach, and I didn't make very much money. Nobody made any donations, so it was all up to me. So at the end of that time, I still didn't have it. And he came up one time and volunteered to renew it. But then he said, what I would prefer is to co-sign at a bank so that you can borrow from the bank. And so we went to his bank, and he co-signed that if I defaulted, he would be responsible. So that's why it still is. He's still a co-signer, and they gave me an extension a 25-year mortgage thing, but I just pay the monthly interest.
Who was the other who signed?
This man, the school teacher. Because the lawyer made him feel very guilty, and he knew that deep down he knew what he was doing was wrong. And also, I think he understood enough about Baba to be kind of worried that he might have, he might get into trouble if he kept on. It was his wife who wasn't interested, and he was. It often happens that way. When one is interested in Baba, the other one sort of fades out. So anyway, so that's where it stands now.